be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the rock and roll capital of Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, in studio this week with Mary Jane Rocket and my wonderful compatriots, Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Chewbacca. It's a great week here in Reno. The weather's turning up. It's spring, so let's have some fun today.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That was bad.
That is bad.
Now play a song.
All right.
Right now.
We're going to play. Let's do yours. Yeah, let's do a song that Ryan wrote.
Stars at night, I think I see you looking back at me. The thought of you arises once again. I'm so lonely on this cold November night. Well, I brush my finger across your lips, I wipe that tear away from your cheek. With your long black hair, look into your eyes and see with no surprise. You're the one for me. I'm never letting go, but the time has come. I must move on. I'm letting go. This is the end to what could have been. Oh, the sky is getting dark, my love. The loneliness is coming on so strong. So I'm moving on. Because my love has gone. I was tied and bound, but now you're 6 feet on the ground. My love has gone away. I take my wrist to the blue.
So ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Ryan, Kathleen, Scott 1 and 2, and Clark of Mary Jane Rocket.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So cool. Scott the drummer has to go soon.
In about 15 minutes.
So we can talk for a brief minute before we plan
right,
out the song?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, we'll talk to you guys real quick and then we'll talk about our weekends and stuff. Ooh, we're switching it up on you.
Hell
yeah.
Cool.
Do I have appropriate music for that?
Shut up!
Yeah, I guess that'll work. So, it's good to finally have you guys here.
Yes.
I'd like to say that was a great song for me to
Beautiful.
Do my show prep to, since I hadn't done any before I walked into this room. But so I thought of a couple things to ask you. We'll get to that later. I'm really happy to finally have you guys on the show. We like tried to set something up for those of you out there in the listening audience. I'm pulling back the curtain. Mm-hmm. We had some technical difficulties. Their band is just too large for our studio.
Because we eat a lot of food.
No, we meant
Rick
you know,
doesn't have
meant,
it. We meant Rick large. Doesn't have enough holes for you.
Sexually.
But no,
that's
so
what she said. That's your perfect opportunity.
That is, I was going to say that, but he did the food thing.
So, how goes it? How goes spring with you guys?
Everything's going fine. Yeah. We got good shows coming up, and we're doing this, so things are good.
By the way, everybody, this is Clark speaking.
Yes, I'm
right
Clark.
Now. Let's go around the room, get everybody's voices and names, social security number, and major bank account numbers.
Yeah, I'm Scott the drummer. I'm Scott the guitarist.
See the difference, people?
Shit.
The drummer is number two because he's the shit, and then there's Scott one.
I'm Scott, not the drummer.
He's the first one I met on Facebook. And then
Kathleen, backup vocals.
Nice. Woo-hoo.
And Ryan, lead guitar and vocals, I guess.
Yep,
cool. And how long have you guys been a band in Reno?
4 years this month.
Wow, hey, congratulations.
Yes, 4 years this month.
Sparks.
You've been a four-piece most of them.
Cooler than a Reno band, we're Sparks.
Yeah. You're Sparks core?
We're Sparks.
Yeah, Sparks.
We all live in Sparks,
Well, that was hard to get it. Here, huh?
I used to live in this very studio.
And you still have your MapQuest this shit?
Yes, marijuana is a bad thing. If I knew how to use MapQuest.
I'm a little bit high.
Hey, you know, you'll be driving slow anyway.
Mm. Well, Sparks is big, you know. It's hard to find your way from one place to another.
That's true.
Exactly. It's so big. It has gotten bigger.
It's bigger than it used to be.
Yeah, but it's still. I should.
This used
to
be the end of town.
Yeah.
Like, literally, this was the end of town for a long time.
Yeah.
Everywhere in Reno at one time was the end of town. Yeah. I mean, at one time.
I meant when I lived here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And what was your story? You used to have the tallest tree in all of Sparks in your backyard.
People would say, "Where do you live?" And I would look into the horizon and say, "You see that fucking tree over there? That's my backyard."
If I'd have known that, I'd been able to find it.
Right. But that was we chopped that down like when I was 10.
Yeah.
So
yeah, thanks for the heads up.
So you said you got some shows coming up. Well, let's plug one right now. When's your next show?
The 27th, Friday.
The 27th, at where?
The studio on...
Oh, the studio on 4th with Local Flares,
Clark wouldn't know that, he forgets to that.
Yeah.
That's a good
venue. And then on the 28th, plug two, we're playing at Davidson's on the 28th Saturday.
Nice. So, not this coming weekend, but a week and a half from now.
I hope it's a week and a half from now.
Well, it's 2 weeks from now, but it'll be a week and a half when everybody's listening to this.
Yeah.
27th, 28th. Mark your calendars.
Cool.
Gene Rocky.
On East 4th.
Coming at you live.
Is that what they call a doobie, a Mary Jane Rocket?
That's how the name came up, believe it or not.
Nick wins 10 points.
I was pretty sure, but I wanted to get that.
I know. People ask me about that, and it's funny because me and a friend of mine were in the garage, and I was drinking whiskey and smoking weed with my friend.
Shocker.
And I said, I know.
How out of the ordinary.
Well, that's why I smoke cigarettes in the garage. If you're drinking and smoking, you got to smoke a cigarette, so we're in the garage. And I said, it's got to be something with a rocket in it. And my friend was joking and said, it should be Mary Jane Rocket. And took a hit off the joint, and I go, that's not a bad name. And I called a bunch of people to see if anybody could make fun of it. Nobody can make fun of it.
It's pretty cool.
What was the band name before Mary Jane Rocket?
I don't even
want to
say it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even want to say it.
Let's not go
I was
there.
Thinking about that just today, coincidentally. You know, it's fun.
Now you brought it up. You can't
yeah,
bring that up.
I got to tell you this.
Now you got to say it.
A week before that, or a month before that, I tried to name the band XO3, and my friend looked at it and said, Kiss Hug 3. You know the rule, man. If you can make fun of it within 10 seconds and don't use it, So thank God we never named it that, because it was
XL3 is hardcore.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been a very different band.
That's like
X-Core. So we're lucky we came up with Mary Jane Rocket.
Cookie Monster music.
Yeah.
Like a lesbian band or something.
Well, our first band was Homicide 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago. Yeah, me and Clark. We were in a band in the 80s.
In Sparks?
No, this is Fallon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Rad. She was like 16. I was like 21. Like
that's 20. Fun.
Homicide.
We were doing Pat Benatar covers and shit like that.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Was it a hard band?
No.
No, we did Joan Jett. We
hit
did,
me with your best shot. We were only doing covers because we were young and we were inexperienced. So.
Hey, I've learned a cover.
Yeah.
And I'm 38. Yes. For those of you who will have missed it, I played a song tonight at the open mic at the Zephyr. At the Jub Jubs.
Yeah.
This past Monday, just a couple days ago, and I'm sure it went great.
You are a shit-eating mongoloid.
Put that guitar down.
Put that guitar down.
So, yeah. And if it did go well, you might be able to catch me playing it again sometime.
And later on that night, Rory was arrested for drunk in public.
Yeah, well, that just happened. That's just an average Monday. Really, those of you who haven't checked it out, please start coming down to the open mic at Jub Jubs on Monday night.
Good.
It's, it reminds me of the old open mic at Zephyr sometimes. It's got that vibe going. So those of you who are in the know and remember those good magic jammy jam times, come on down and let's have some fun.
It's like whole band things or what?
FYD, yeah, baby.
Jam-a-lama ding dong.
Chamalama ding dong.
All right, so we get another song.
Let's do another song.
Us.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, let's do no one, because we played this acoustically yesterday. So
because you're no one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Ready? Count us off.
Shake us off.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, okay. That was
Are you ready? We're going to do that. Okay.
Professionals. We're professionals here. All right.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. goes. Your friends, they come and they go. Me, I'll sit right here, numb my pain and drink my beer. My mind wanders away to a time long ago, yesterday, when I was happy then. Live your life while you can, 'cause I can't go on, 'cause my life is gone. It seems to just fade it away. But my time is gone, so the angels will come and take me far away. And if I had my voice, I would make my choice and make it yesterday.
Very nice, very nice. I like that. That was damn catchy.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful song. Clark wrote that.
Well, thank you.
What's it called?
It's called No One.
No One.
No One.
It's awesome. A tearjerker.
Yep.
I get choked up every time I see me up on stage like this going.
I could drink to that song and be like really happy drunk to that song.
Yeah. Really emotional. Yeah. Really emotional.
But, yeah.
How
soon does the drummer have to go?
29 seconds.
Wait. Hang on.
He's figuring some out.
We're going to keep talking.
Yeah, we can talk.
Are we boring you with
this? with all this talk?
Let's get to the weeks of the hosts here.
Yeah.
What was your week like, Chewbacca?
I had a pretty darn good week. I mean, we finally got the softball team started up again. Season
started. Yeah, all right.
Drunken Monkeys?
Yeah, the Jub's Drunken Monkeys got our ass beat. We finally made it to the lowest level of Reno Softball League.
This is what we want to hear every time they play.
Finally in the novice division, and we lost 24-6 in our first opportunity in that new league.
Yeah,
so
hear that
things
crowd.
Are looking good, yeah. We had a big crowd, like 3 or 4 people showed up to support us. We're playing again this Thursday, of course. If anybody wants to come up to Rancho San Rafael, 7:40, we'll look out for a bunch of ugly, drunk people with bats. We'll be there.
Which ones? There's a lot of them.
Try and stay
away
from
particularly ugly.
Well, Jill's on your team.
No,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking about me and Spike. And,
oh, you mean the dudes? Right.
Yeah.
You got some pretty girls in there.
Though. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Girls are. I didn't mean to generalize like that, but yeah.
They're going to hear what
and
you said.
Friday. Well, no. Hopefully they hear that the beautiful girls on our team are worth showing up for in themselves.
Can I jump in any there, too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just Friday night.
The present
CD release party.
Yeah, that was great.
We were all there for that, I believe.
Yeah, the whole crew. Yeah. We could have done a show from there at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
That would have been so much pain in the ass. Yeah. We should have done it. And Rick.
Rad
would have been
show,
anything
though.
To stress Rick out. No, but Gunner's Daughter, Big Remote, and followed up by the present.
And the CD sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rick, another great
production. $5 CDs.
Yeah. I was happy with that CD.
It came out great.
It sounds so, like, I hate, like, being, yeah. So you like it too.
I like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Put it in the car when I left the show and everything. Totally.
Have you taken it out yet?
Huh?
Have you taken it
out? It has been taken out, but yeah. But sorry. I went and saw another.
It's not that cool.
On Saturday, I went and saw another band that I really liked, and I got their CD.
Oh,
so
well, that's good, man. I like that you're listening to lots of local new stuff.
Yeah, it was Melodramatics from Reading played as Shays after Liver Scars.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had to bail.
Yeah, no, they were really good.
It was
good.
2 in the morning.
Bunch of young dudes, you know, like the lead singer's got a stupid mohawk and a pop collar, and it's just like, oh, but you sound so awesome. And like the keyboard player had a trombone and like,
rad.
Yeah, dude. No, I mean, they were really tight band. And And liver
you can forgive the mohawk then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Cool, and hey, I noticed him the minute he walked in the room, so it was effective.
I have a mohawk.
It was more the it was more
No, you have a stupid mohawk.
It was more the popped Izod collar that had me angry.
Yeah, that pissed me off
too. That doesn't really straighten that guy's face.
Well, it looks better on the younger guys, I'll just say that.
And I want to get back to Friday a little bit, but I do want to say, too, Saturday at Shea's, Liver Scars, yelling and screaming to fucking punk rock was exactly what I needed all week long.
The Liver Scars are thank made you guys. For a place like Shea's, too.
Yeah.
Those are always our best shows.
It was great. Yeah. I had such a good time. And I just stood up in front and yelled and danced and fell over on Felix and Todd.
Oh,
and
man.
It was awesome.
There was no violence this time, except for I think Felix kind of hurt himself.
I stopped a buddy from throwing a punch a couple of times.
Yeah, I saw people start to get that way.
Yeah,
it never
almost
exploded.
At
Shea's? How weird.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the last two times we played there,
I thought that was a myth.
There was violence.
It's like, I figured it was a birthday party. Let's keep a minimum on the fightings.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. All the fighters got to go outside.
Yeah, there's a good alley
it was Spencer's
Shea's
birthday.
Fighting, if you want
Spencer
to.
Shea's birthday. We all had a great time.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
We thank Spencer for inviting us to that.
Totally.
That sounded like a good show. We had a lot of family in town this weekend because we baptized my daughter on Sunday, too, at the church. It was kind of fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I've never really witnessed something like that, so it was kind of cool. Five months old.
Yep, a lot of that.
Poured some water on her head and said some cool stuff, and she was really cute, so it was nice.
She didn't
cry. And they put a little oil on
her. She didn't cry till after when they finally gave her the blessing and did the marks and stuff on her or whatever. We went back to the pew. She started screaming, so she did a good job. Timing it perfect.
Cool.
And then me and her got to go stand in the lobby for the whole rest of the day, which was awesome.
Well, right on.
Daddy will take care
of you. Welcome to being a dad.
When your kids get baptized and screaming, it's kind of
weird. Well, trust me. I thought it was fun. I was happy to have that father-daughter time.
Okay, the kid's been presented and her part of the show's over. Now get her out into the vestibule.
Yeah. But she was totally just smiling and happy the whole time until
And for
her
those
part
of you who might be listening, that is the correct usage of the word vestibule. You can fuck off. That's an in-joke for a couple people who I know listen to the show.
Is vestibule like a Jew thing?
No, it's it's an entryway, like a large foyer.
I'm sorry.
Like Richard Gere.
But like at a church.
Always gets back to hamsters.
Richard
was
Gere's
that
foyer.
On the show or was that before
Richard
the
Gere's
show
vestibule.
We were
I think that was before the show.
Okay. So the listeners have no idea what we're talking about. But.
Well, everybody knows what happened with Richard Gere.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if it's a large opening, you're going to know what we're talking about.
You're talking about Richard Gere. You don't think of Officer and a Gentleman. You think about him shoving a hamster up his butt, don't you?
A duct tape.
Yeah, never mind his work.
Yeah. His vestibule.
Vestibule.
He stuck a gerbil in his vestibule.
We also would have accepted narthex, Rory.
Stuck a narthex in his vestibule.
Yes, narthex. Oops.
No, stuck a hamster in his narthex.
Oh, my bad.
It's another way of saying church entryway.
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right. Yes.
If we're talking about that, we're more talking about your vestibule or narthex, aren't we?
Yeah.
Die, heretic.
Now you're talking.
Was that
the way to God is through
Rick's
butt.
Was that the highlights of your weekend?
Yeah, it was nice. Christina's, my wife's parents came up from Vegas, so we got to spend a lot of time with the family and stuff. It was nice. And the present show was awesome, and the softball game was cool.
And your daughter's officially not going to hell.
Yeah, she's saved.
So that's
she's
nice.
Yeah. My daughter's
so
a heathen.
So my wife and my daughter are both not going to hell.
My daughter's a heathen. The first time.
I'm probably going to hell.
See? Yeah. No.
Now, Riku.
The first time my mom had her like in St. Louis for any extended length of time without us, I totally made my mom promise not to go get her secretly baptized behind my back.
Why?
Well, because I don't practice the faith.
Is your mom
so it shouldn't make
people?
Any difference. They put water
but it's
on
cute,
her.
Yeah,
deal.
She looks so cute in her dress.
Oh no, it's just a point of contention with me and my mom. You can't touch
really
my stuff.
So if she acts really nice, would you let her?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah. No. That's just stubborn mulishness.
Oh, worry.
Jesus died for your sins.
So I might as well get my money's worth.
My son's a self-proclaimed atheist.
It was good news to hear, though, that from now, my daughter's only 5 months old. From now on, no matter what she does, she's cool.
Doesn't matter. Right, right. By some people's way of thinking.
Well,
yeah,
by God.
But, like, by 12, of course, she'll screw it all up, right?
No, she will not.
Oh.
16, maybe.
Nuh-uh.
No, I'm going to see to it. She doesn't start screwing things up until she's a good 25, 30 years old.
Good luck
with
that,
out of your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we want to get another song in here?
Can we squeeze one more?
Wait. Nick,
I don't have to. I got about an hour.
Oh, no shit. Oh, okay. Relax. Yeah. Oh, all right. We didn't even get to my weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I have to explain, yeah. Being the drummer of Mary Jane Rocket, I have horrible timing. So I don't have to leave for another hour. So I'm always off by about an hour.
You're a drummer. You're supposed to have the best timing.
You're just trying to be safe.
Not in this band.
I guess that makes Clark the pizza delivery guy.
Yeah. Exactly. Transition specialist at TMCC.
Whoa, what's going on there?
Something about TMCC.
I think that's you.
That's some recording of an interview I did. Like, dude, I thought I deleted that file.
Okay, move.
That's permanent.
Vamp, you vamp. Play me out.
So yeah. Then on Saturday, me and you did the ICS thing before the Liver Scarf.
Yes,
show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Immersion Composition Society, where you all get together and write songs all day. And then you get together at the end of the day and you share the songs that you wrote that day at like the show.
Cool.
And it was pretty fun. I teamed up with Felix and Mike Martinez.
Wow.
And were you on your own team?
No, I was with Jackson.
Oh, that's right.
Jackson Truckle. And Jackson played mandolin, and he made me sound so good.
Dude. Yeah, you guys are pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, no, he'd come up with a little riff, and I'd whip out some, you know, some simple lyrics real quick, and it was really good. It was fun working with Jack. It was really cool. Yeah,
you did some funny stuff too. You were funny on it. But Pat Ray, dude, I got to give it to Pat.
Oh, dude, yeah,
that was my favorite album of the night.
We were creating concept albums, and like mine was Painters and Paintings, and like I did a Georgia O'Keefe one where it was like pretty little music line at the end, vaginas. But Pad's concept album was a sex robot who eventually gains sentience and starts the robot revolution that kills humanity.
Including the woman he loved who bought Bob as a
sex robot. Yeah. No, it was fantastic.
Yeah,
like
it was a good story.
It's like excellent concept.
It's a crazy rock opera. And he kind of has that. Do you guys, anybody know who Daniel Johnson is?
Yes.
He's kind of got the Daniel Johnson kind of singing style where it's all up here and it sounds kind of annoying
psychotic.
To listen to, but it,
like
you
Bob
listen.
Dylan thing?
Yeah,
a little bit.
But then you listen to the songwriting and you're like, this guy's actually fucking really brilliant.
Right, yeah.
Even though he's
not
the like,
doesn't
have voice in the world. But the fact that he kind of sings like a little weenie.
And he does know how to use
song.
His voice, and he sings on key and different key, you know. Yeah. But yeah, no,
he's got like that fragility in that.
Yeah. That's a good
vulnerability
way
to his voice.
That's
you know?
A good way of putting it. Yeah.
So you really feel emotion when you hear it.
And you can sometimes catch him down in Carson City at Caterpillar's Lounge occasionally.
Right on.
Playing music there.
Props to you, Pat Ray. Favorite album at ICS.
And if you're not listening, fuck you.
Yeah. Take it all back.
Anybody out there.
Take it back.
You bring up. Anybody out there not listening, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck your mom. But anybody who is listening, I love your mom.
But if you just haven't listened and you eventually do, we're not talking about you.
And also, if you never hear about this show, fuck you. But if you do ever hear about it, then you're
then
all right.
You're cool.
So it's all clarified.
Rick wanted to get to his weekend.
Oh, so I went to that. I went to the show and I saw President and Big Remote, and that was fucking rad. We already covered that. But this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I recorded the new album from Slut Fungus.
Future guests of the show in July.
And I cannot wait to have those punk fuckers do
Slut
some kind of crazy
rocks.
Like acoustic thing. Oh, my God, they were so much fun.
Slut Fungus is like the perfect punk rock.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Awesome.
Dirty and just
foul.
They didn't, last album we did,
punks.
They all smelled really bad. And we're trapped in this tiny room together. And this time, only one of them smelled. But they were more talented. So, like,
they
got
sold out.
At their instruments.
Good
and their,
for you guys.
So if the album doesn't sound as good, it's because they didn't smell as bad. And then at the end of the week, how did the date end? At the end of it, they gave me some money to chip in for stuff, and it was soaking wet.
The best kind of money.
And I just and for a minute I thought, should I sniff this to like try to determine what moisture this is?
Probably
thought, no, better ask. And so I asked, and it was shoe money. And so, so if
good
you ever
you didn't smell
right,
it.
Sweat,
if you ever rob the guys from Slut Fungus, check their feet,
the shoes.
And, and then it was fucking rad though, because after they left, but I had to put it in the ATM to get my account back out.
And it wouldn't
and
take
so,
it.
Well, no, I went in the bathroom with the hair dryer, like drying off the money before I. So it was wet Slut Fungus money that I was drying off in my bathroom. So
awesome!
So I love those guys. Was that such a good time?
Was that Sunday night?
Yes.
What time?
Yes,
like really late or
no,
sort of
no,
late?
No. But we finished because we only had backup vocals by Sunday. So we finished up like by about, I don't know, 8 or 9.
Guess what I was doing at the same time?
What?
Fuck. Resurrecting my Saturn.
Oh.
It's been sitting in my driveway for the last 20 months.
What?
And I checked all the fluids, topped them off, replaced the battery, started on the first try.
Were one battery away from having a car this whole time?
Well, no, and the title that Cheyenne never got when she paid off the car or lost or something, and it's not registered or insured. But yeah, there's a whole lot of Cheyenne had to go to the DMV, and that never happened.
Oh my God.
She finally has gone to the DMV, and I got it working, so now I just have to register and insure it. Spin that around, insure and register it. But
so, the same problem with my truck. I still drive it around.
We now have two cars, and we'll leave it at that.
Is she giving her other car to Felix?
Yes.
And how soon is that happening?
Probably as soon as I get the Saturn registered.
Okay, this because there's
yeah
chain,
because
there's
then
a chain
you,
of events happening,
and
yeah.
then you are going to get Felix's
then,
truck out of
then,
it.
Guys,
then,
I really don't
and then,
think.
And then Evan gets his car back that I borrowed
now
on the radio show.
I'm
not
so
really,
sorry.
I'm but I'm excited that I have my Saturn back. So I'm just excited
rad.
About that.
That's
yeah,
rad.
Yeah.
Just
and
like,
that it started in one
we're
try.
All figuring out, okay, so Felix and Cheyenne are trading cars,
and then Rick gets Felix's car, and then Evan gets
no,
his
and
car
then
back.
Everybody's gonna have a car again.
So
yeah,
really,
that's
perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, getting his car running means
this
Evan
is very
gets his
important
car back.
To all of the Reno music
yes,
scene.
Yes, there's like 10 people care about this.
What are you?
It's not just like us. Well,
what the
what
fuck
are you
guys
be
even
driving?
Talking about?
Me?
Yeah,
like Felix's truck.
Okay, cool.
Felix is going to sell me
what
his
the hell is Felix going to drive?
Cheyenne's car.
What's Cheyenne going to drive?
That's a good question.
Yep.
Tune in next week to find out.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man.
All right. Now it's time for another song.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Let's do Left Behind. That's not
oh,
Left Behind.
No, that's
oh, guys,
DJ
real quick.
Take a dump song.
This next song is brought to you by our fine sponsors of Stingray Tattoo.
Is it really brought to us by our fine sponsors of Stingray Tattoo?
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Fucking midget!
Nice. Nice.
Fucking midgets.
Okay. Oh, that was the other thing. I've totally, dude, it was
you
so
skipped
bad.
Over that.
Yeah.
You were
about
fucking
midget
guy.
I hadn't
you
met. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I hadn't met the new bass player in Slut Fungus. And,
oh right.
And he's a midget, and it was really cool.
A little person.
He's
or does
cool
he go
guy.
By?
I
midget?
Party with that
rad.
Guy. I party
dude,
with that guy.
We
a
had
couple
so
times.
Much.
He's
fun.
A little cool.
Yeah.
And he was fucking great. And bass isn't his primary instrument, but he ruled. It was a hell of a lot of fun. We had a blast. But I know we were talking about that last time and how I got a thing for that.
Yeah,
but,
a little crushing on him.
Yeah. He got here and he was 20, and it's like, oh, dude, I can't bang a 20-year-old.
Well, you know, it's legal, you know? Too.
You could and be his dad.
Aside from the fact he's straight.
You could
that's
literally
not acceptable
be his dad,
in the
Rick.
Homosexual world.
Yeah, you can't bang straight people.
Oh, yeah, older I could. Dude, I'm
sugar
40.
Daddy.
I'm 40. I can't be banging 20-year-olds. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has to wait till he's
not
50
that
for that.
Not that he offered.
You have to wait till you're 50 to start banging 20-year-olds again, right?
Exactly. When I'm really having a crisis. But he did have the most beautiful eyes, but I didn't tell him that.
Well, you're already double A. You only need two
now.
Of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those guys listen.
Whose car is the fucking midget getting, though? I don't get it.
Really lost now.
Rick will be able to take gear places.
Who's driving the midget?
Live recordings out of Rick's back truck.
The show's out of control already.
They did ask me if they got a discount if somebody banged me. You know, I think they're going to write a song
and
about
you
it.
Said yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I said, but if they were bad, I would charge extra. You know, all teeth and no blow, you just doubled your fee.
Oh,
you know?
God.
So, right on. Okay, so back
now,
to music.
Really a song. Really a song. This
yeah,
time.
I'll play a song.
No. Oh, and the lovely backup singer. How is your mic
Kathleen.
Off?
Kathleen.
I think her mic is down.
Hang
on, technical difficulties.
That was a dirty trick.
Yeah, the only girl. Yeah. You can't talk.
Real cool, Rick.
I thought I heard some. Ah, sorry about that. Oh, well, no, Rick's gonna edit that out.
Nobody pull on or step on this. Is it working now?
Yes. Check. Check.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome
to
the
show. Is that what you were saying earlier?
No, I was saying no. Rick wants to drive the midget, but that's too late now. It's not funny.
No, that's still funny.
Funny because it's true.
All right. Are we gonna do this or what are we doing?
Let's hear Mary Jane Rocket song. Are you guys doing a cover?
We're doing one of our songs called Left Behind.
Cool.
1, 2, 3, 4.
But I've been around for a while, pushing my shopper cart on. I wear a twisted smile. Cracks, they cover my skin. They hold my bottle of cheap gin. But I don't think I just drink. I know it's not because of me. So I think she swore she would never leave. So I gave her everything. I came home one day and she wasn't there no more. I looked down at my feet. There was a letter on the floor. 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 Trudge along in my eternal sadness, cause I learned long ago that love is just a form of madness. So don't get me started about being broken hearted, cause if you ask me to explain, I'll just look at you and say, I don't think I just drink. I know it's not because of me. I don't think I just drink. I know it's not because of me. I know it's not because
this is just good times.
Yeah, cool. Wonderful.
Like a little rattlesnake.
You guys are pretty good at this podcast thing, man.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You guys make good drinking songs, I think.
Yes. Yeah. That's an excellent thing.
We were talking
about
that earlier.
Yeah.
It's usually because he's drunk.
Yes.
That's why me and Clark are good at writing songs together. We're always drinking.
It's called as inspiration.
I thought that was what the Mary Jane Rockets were for. speaking of that, everybody, hey, this Friday night, it's 4:20. What are you going to be doing?
Smoking a lot of weed.
Don't be celebrating Hitler's birthday. Go on out and listen to some reggae.
It is Hitler's birthday on 4:20.
Yeah, 4:20 is Hitler's birthday.
Because he smoked a lot of weed.
Well, right.
You know why he smoked a lot of weed, right? Because whiskey made him mean.
Similar to Willie Nelson and Hitler have a lot in common in that.
Yeah, we should just rename it Willie Nelson Day. So go out, be safe, have fun, and there's a lot of shows that is going on that night. I'm not even going to try to recount to you all
Pistoleros
the awesome stuff.
Pistoleros are playing over at the Knitting Factory.
Oh, no, really? Good for that.
Yeah, there's three really good bands Friday night.
That's a good
Who's playing with
Factory?
Them?
You know, that's the only band that stood out of my when I read the
Fuck. That is awesome.
That's a badass band.
I remember seeing the flyer, too, but all I saw was Los Pistoleros.
Yeah.
Los Pistoleros are playing Nitty
Fritz. We're there.
Those guys are rad.
I love those guys.
Those guys are great. They're like good friends of ours.
My favorite local band.
Yeah, they're super fun. We had Andy 86 on. He was one of our
best.
That
was one of the best shows ever.
He had one of the top scores on the quiz.
I don't know if anything really touches that, some of those stories.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know. We can't even open up that camera.
Right. No, really, the only other person that came close to him score-wise was Layla.
Layla, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Got some pretty
Why do I keep getting poop on my dick?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he didn't get many points for being smart.
No. Got points.
He got points for being awesome.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that show.
He told us.
He looks like the tough guy, but he's smart. He's a good guy.
Well, actually, Spencer filled in for me one afternoon when I was sick.
Yes. Oh, dude.
When we did a show.
Yeah,
right.
we do shows with Los Pistoleros all
Spencer,
the time.
We share drums
with those guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the only time I ever saw you guys is playing with them.
In fact, I'm going over to Julio's.
We ride on their coattails.
Oh, dude. Rad. Very cool.
Yes, they have a bromance with Los Pistoleros.
Nice.
It's this close.
Bromance. Like that. We're that
this close.
Are they playing in the backyard this year, Rick?
I don't have the full final. Jessica's handling that.
Okay.
I know that we're filled up, but I don't know. We had half bands that had played before and half new bands.
Okay.
And I don't remember which bands that had played before were on for sure.
And I'm playing.
Rory took somebody's spot then.
Yes.
Huh?
If it weren't for Rory, we could squeeze on another band.
Yeah, no, I'm doing a half hour, dude.
Now, when is
I'm going to do at least three songs.
We do. This,
I'll
June
be there
2nd.
To hear that.
June 2nd,
and everybody on Earth is invited to come to my backyard and
watch
13
bands play. I was
going to
go last year. You guys did it last year, right?
Yeah.
Raining like a motherfucker, right?
Yeah. And the disc came out awesome. So.
Yeah, it sounded really good.
It was a lot of drizzle.
Didn't get really wet
and then
till the end.
And then Felix broke Andy 86 bass.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a lot of great drama.
I heard about that.
Dude, the whole thing got
and
recorded.
Then they became friends because
well,
of
that's
it.
The funny thing about Andy. Andy will swing on you if you fuck with him in any way, shape, or form, but he's the coolest guy you ever want to know.
What Somebody's mic get unplugged?
Hello?
Nope.
Everybody
that
there?
Is the same problem we've had the whole show.
You're going to have a lot of editing to do on this one.
No, but we had...
Uh-oh, he's pissed. Look out. He's
in the room.
Oh, no, he's coming to the room. Now.
Yeah.
Oh, are you just going to go do that?
Changing the cord out. A little behind the scenes.
What's going on? Rick is actually manually changing a cord out right now.
If you can't tell.
Well, hopefully he'll edit out those noises.
The blow-by-blow description.
You can't now what?
I can't edit out the sound now that we've commented on it.
No, sure you can. I'm saying that you've edited out sound. So you guys can't hear
it. If we all
just
go quiet right now, then we'll be...
Yeah. You should have heard what it sounded
like.
But
yeah, Rick is manually changing out a cord mid-show. It's like surgery. He's delicate. He has deft hands. Or what is it?
Deft hands?
Confidence. Confidence. Handles himself well under pressure. Steady hands. That's what I look for in a surgeon. but Larry, I was asking you, advice for a young journalist.
What? Your boy's tired.
Your boy's tired.
Your boy's tired.
This is a little Larry King interview. He was doing some marathon.
Every Don and Mike fan in the world is acknowledging that. Right?
Yeah.
And then.
And just all got
and
like.
Larry
Woody's.
Would go down to Duke's.
Right? Duke's, yeah.
I'm Larry from the corner. I can't do a good thing.
I played baseball
Larry,
with
though.
Sandy Koufax.
Daddy
stickball.
Daughter That's day.
Stickball. Larry.
Daddy daughter
this will
day.
Always be our special
butt
place.
Sex is bad, right?
My warm brown cougar.
Warm brown cougar.
Isn't it called a vent? What was the word you used earlier? The church
vestibule.
Opening?
Vestibule.
Vestibule.
The narthex. Welcome to my narthex. Say Hail Mary, make
that's
sound
a great. That's a great metal band name.
Narthex.
Warm brown narthex.
So Rick, do you think it's time for a little bit of music?
Oh, no shit. You really want to do that now?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking right. Well,
we're moving right along to this week.
Yeah.
We got too many guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, rock stars of all ages, this is the worst little quiz in the world, which I'm going to ask you a series of seemingly random and uncomfortable questions that you have to answer for a subjective point total.
All right, I'm
How
ready.
How does that sound? All right.
I'm good.
Well, we'll start with you first, Clark.
All right.
He watched Wheel of Fortune daily.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
I would cannibalize my love. Well, God damn it.
Now think carefully.
I'm
going to
say lover because I love my brother and my mother. I couldn't kill them and cannibalize.
But then what would you do?
Sure, that's a lot, I guess.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, what did you do anyway?
Yeah, really. Blood is not like I have to learn.
I've been practicing for this my whole life.
Practicing for this my whole life, exactly.
Scott, number two, same question.
I'm going to say my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Good answer.
There's a lot
good
to answer. Eat. He's a big boy.
You can feed the whole gang.
A lot of meat on
that. Oh, yeah. A lot of meat on that boy.
Scott, one.
I got to go with Scott number two's answer.
The brother as well?
I could eat for months.
Well, you get less points for having the same answer. Kathleen.
I am much more a food fan than a sex fan, so I would go with the lover.
Go with the lover as well.
Okay. There's food is up here, then sex, then family, but food is the top.
Okay. And Ryan.
I missed the question.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You are a lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Let's go with my brother.
A brother answer as well.
He's got a lot of meat on him.
I'm going to say that because he's missing right now, so I can't eat him.
You're going for starve to death.
He's not missing. He's on the desert island. Stick to the story, man. He's on the desert island.
He's found his way there with you.
I'm just glad he's there.
Don't change him.
You found him on the desert.
All right,
island.
You only get 10 points for that.
Fine.
See, next question. Ryan, rate your skills as a lover on a scale of 1 to 10.
2.
2. You
good
get
answer.
Points. Good on
no
yeah,
pointer.
Yeah, you get a lot of honesty points on that one.
Yeah,
and then you have to think about
immediacy
it.
Of it, yes.
Yeah, I was there. I was on that question.
Kathleen. Pleased to be rating your skills as a lover on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, it's a 10, of course.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we like to hear.
What am I going to say? I'm really bad at it.
I did forget the follow-up question for Ryan there. So I'll go to you first, though. Now, pleased to be rating your current lover's skills on a same scale of 1 to 10.
I'm in between relationships, so sex doesn't even sound good right now.
So a 10, being as, you know, you would be your own
10.
Partner there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Your best lover you ever knew.
I know all the punchlines to my jokes.
So to speak.
Sexually. Ryan, follow-up question. Rate your own current lover skills.
I don't have one. I'm too much of an asshole and don't take anything seriously.
So a 2 as well.
A 2 as well, yes.
Anything
maybe a 1.5.
Scott, number one, please be rating your own skills.
69, dude.
I'll go with 6.9 on that.
6.9.
Okay, fair enough.
And above average.
And your current lover?
She'll be listening.
She'll be listening, so 10.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But really?
That is an intelligent man who's probably going to get some action. Well, that likes being.
You can tell us the truth and we'll edit it.
We'll edit this part out, really. It's the truth.
Even if she wasn't listening, a 10.
He's shaking his head furiously. Scott, number two.
Now, I would say a 10 just because I like to switch hands.
Five plus five,
five
is
and
ten.
Five.
Ambidextrous. Right hand is like a different person, so it's like, yeah.
And it doesn't know how to do it right.
Plus, you can flip it around like this.
You need to try the stranger. You know the stranger where you sit on your hand until it falls asleep? And then?
That's just you, Rick. Yeah. All right, and Clark, now, your own skills.
Dude, my own skills, I'd go like a 2 to 5, maybe 2.
2 to 5, depends on
two.
How drunk you are.
I got 2, yeah. Most of the time I'm too drunk anyway, so 2.
And your current lover?
I have no current lover at the moment because I am just too neurotic and picky.
So yeah. We'll go with a 1 on that.
A 1, yes, 1.
All of your honesty on that question. I do very much. You all get less points, but I appreciate the honesty.
My best friend right here. You're talking
so
about
Pamela Henderson. We get less.
No, just boring.
Oh. All right, I'll give you that one.
Lizzie Clark, in all of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
Who would I have a fist?
Pick a fist fight with.
Oh, God. Who do I hate the most? He knows. Everybody knows.
Why are you looking at me, man? You want to do this right now? Right
no,
now.
Because everybody knows who I hate. Oh, God.
How long is this show?
I would have to say George W. Bush Jr.
Oh, come on. That's so cliched, man.
It is not cliched.
Bush, the Bush hating. That's so 2004,
I mean, I'm not
man.
Overly political, but that guy really pisses me off.
We've had that.
Well, we've had
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, yeah, I can't deny it.
He pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, but I'm not political, so it's like, you know.
Right.
That's the only guy I can think of at the moment, except you for putting me on the spot.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Scott, number two.
Every bass player I ever played with. Up to and including the current one.
that one does get extra points.
Yeah. I'll
pick Scott a fist won. Fight with anyone who still mentions the name George W. Bush in 2012.
It's on.
Kathleen.
I can't even think of anybody I dislike that much.
All of history. So
all of history.
All of history. All
of
history.
Hitler. I mean,
nah, yeah. It's too boring.
Alanis Morris.
Helen Keller.
I'm not cool.
Helen Keller.
That'd be an easy fight.
Think of somebody.
I can't think of anybody. Keller could whoop some ass. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't fight people. I don't want to punch anybody in the face. Who would I punch in the
fight.
Face?
Nobody with that loose fist.
I know. I'd be like,
pillow fight.
You gotta
pick
somebody.
Yeah,
pick
somebody. Yeah, I did. Yeah, all right. Who would you pillow fight with?
It would have to be Gwyneth Paltrow for singing that song about Betty Davis' eyes in that movie with Huey Lewis in the news.
There you go.
Good answer.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the only time I ever felt anger.
Throw Huey Lewis in there, too. Hit him.
A lot of math in there.
And Betty Davis, too.
Ryan, who in all of history, who would you pick a fist fight with?
Abraham Lincoln.
Nice. Yeah. Rangy Abe. That's a good one.
I heard he talked like a faggot.
He was pretty fucking scrappy, though.
I heard he was a faggot.
Yeah.
Why Abraham
with his
Lincoln?
Secretary of State.
That's the president of the United States.
He'd probably kick my
about.
Ass. I'm always up for a challenge.
I mean, yeah, no, he was a fan. He split logs. And, yeah.
Fucking straight.
Lincoln
logs. And you're talking his in his prime, not like the end of the war.
Yeah, not
like after he got shot. You're talking about the pre-assassination Lincoln.
As he is, I fight him as he is today.
Yeah.
As he is today.
He'd kick
that fucker's ass.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Ryan, where, when, and how did you lose your virginity?
In the front seat of a Honda Civic on the side of a freeway.
Nice.
With my ex, who now has my kid.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So you didn't rap at that time, huh?
No.
You know, that's points for honesty that I will reward right there. Yeah,
so your child was conceived on the side of a road in a Honda Civic, as far as you know?
Actually, no. When he was received, it was actually
he's gonna be listening
in a school parking lot.
Even better, a little
smart
more privacy.
Kid, right?
Yeah. No, he's
make
there.
Sure
he's
he stays
educated.
In school. I make sure he stays in school.
Kathleen,
I haven't lost mine yet.
Oh, congratulations!
Now you get zero for not for
she gets
dishonesty.
My hymen is intact.
She gets an invisible 100 points
for purity.
Yeah.
What's that, Hyman?
Way to stay pure.
Scott, number one.
Lose some points in my room.
Like, at your parents' house?
No, my house. Oh. First house I lived in.
Good for you. That must have been a nice feeling. Loser. Scott, number two.
Actually, mine was with a runner-up to the Miss Rodeo. In 1984, I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
My wife's going to be listening to this, and I'm probably going to be divorced after this. But it was on the hillside, right, if you head up Pyramid Highway right here.
Yeah.
Right up in those rocks.
I know what you're talking about.
It was about 30.
Is that where we, probably the Death Hill?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Rick and I, there's a hill over that ways that we used to.
Dude, was there, is it the one that used to have that cave?
No, not on that side. It's
okay,
on the other side.
Oh. That is, yeah, that is on, the Death Hill, Rory.
That's
right.
The Death
Hill. Yeah, where all the people ride out, you know,
the dirt bikes and then the switchback
right
trail.
Right up on the hill back there, but that was an 84, and it wasn't. It was a two-lane highway out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I pulled out there with a buddy.
Wow.
She was runner-up Miss Reno Rodeo?
Well, that's what she said. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
You were 14, and there was no internet.
Yeah. Why did I know?
When I'm banging guys in the hill, I tell them I was Miss Rodeo, too. It's a common story.
That's gonna that's gonna bother your wife after.
Oh, everything I say bothers her. So I'm good.
That was her sister.
Yeah. Well, we've been married for 18 years, so I don't even think she'll listen. She hasn't listened.
There
up
you
to
go.
This point.
That's isn't that the nice good. Thing that you just don't care anymore after a while. And Clark, how about you, sir?
40 years ago, I was 14, and I went over to Cher Beverstock's house.
Remember Cher Beverstock's?
Even.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, down the street from my house, and I went over there, and her parents were gone, and bing, bang, boom, that's where my neurosis started.
Welcome to it. Yeah.
If love's a form of madness, then sex has got to be like
sex
a little
is a form of
down,
insanity, yeah, but it's a fun insanity.
All right. Oh, go ahead, Rick.
Was the lucky lady 14 as well?
She was 14 as well.
She looked 18, officer.
I was 14. I didn't have to say that.
No. You're both, it kind of neutralizes itself.
Exactly, yeah.
Point, so.
Statutory neutralization.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, some rapid-fire questions here. Elvis or the Beatles? Pick one.
I'm going to have to go with the Beatles.
Elvis or the Beatles?
I can't. I love them both.
Oh, you
boy,
got,
you're going to lose this quiz.
I'm a Libra. I'm a Libra.
Balance.
I love them both.
Pick one.
All right,
pick
one.
Early Elvis is close, but Beatles all the way.
Beatles. Definitely Beatles.
Oh, damn you all.
I would have thought a lot
I thought
more
there'd be more
Elvis
in
the Rockabilly thing.
I love Rockabilly.
Elvis was a dickhead.
Like
all lose 5
points. I mean, he had good music, but Elvis was a dickhead.
If I was scoring, you guys would have got massive points for that.
Dude, in the end, Elvis was the most amazing.
No, Elvis sucked.
Elvis died.
Elvis sucked. After 64,
he was the greatest train wreck of rock and roll ever.
Junky Elvis is the best.
He tried to get the Beatles deported.
Yeah,
because
they were drug addicts.
Because they were better than him.
No, it's funny because he was a drug addict.
The Beatles themselves were huge Elvis fans, too. Which is
right.
Well,
right.
I like early Elvis, too, but I don't like
the Elvis music was cool, but
I like the Beatles all the way.
He was
hang out with one or the other. I'd definitely hang out with the Beatles because Elvis must have been a pain
in
the ass. All
right, this is less rapid.
I want some Demerol.
We're talking now. This is less rapid. Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols.
Clash.
Pistols.
Pistols.
Yeah.
Poses.
All right.
Poses.
You get your 5 points back, except for Scott one. let's see. Crunchy or creamy peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Really?
Oh, God. Really,
Kathleen? She likes them both.
She likes them both.
Well, it depends on the circumstances. On a celery crunchy, on a bread creamy.
Okay. You know, I agree with her. I go both ways.
Why limit yourself?
Creamy. Crunchy.
Creamy, definitely.
Okay. Let's see. Marijuana or booze?
Both.
Now he's
yeah.
Booze, it's got to be.
Booze?
Too many drug tests in my life.
Yeah.
Gotta be booze.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Booze makes me less retarded.
Booze.
I'd have to say booze because you can only get so fucked up on marijuana, but you can get really fucked up.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. You can only get so high.
Yeah. I've never got.
Not that I do that.
No, not that
I heard.
I heard it from somebody else.
8 years ago, I might have known about that, but not anytime recently.
Oh, I know it.
let's see.
AIDS or cancer?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ray. AIDS or cancer?
AIDS, because AIDS is a dread show.
Amen.
Yes, and you are in the medical field. This answer must.
Which one do I want to have?
Yeah, if you had,
you gotta pick.
You're struck by a sudden illness, and you get to choose AIDS or cancer.
You have to choose one.
Cancer.
If you're gonna have sex with somebody with AIDS or
cancer.
Cancer.
You don't get that look when you tell them. You get.
Oh, you got cancer. You tell them you got AIDS.
Nobody's gonna make you a quilt, though.
It's a lot easier to get laid when you got cancer.
Cancer.
Definitely cancer.
Cancer. All right. Yeah. You're stricken, blind or deaf?
Blind.
Wow.
Kathleen.
Really? Kathleen?
She really has to think
I should
about
start
it.
On the other side of the room so she has more time to think about it.
Yeah, she should. Deaf.
Rapid
yeah.
fire.
Deaf? Oh, definitely deaf. Okay. Then I can tune people out.
You wouldn't have to tune it off.
Oh, she looks to the advantage of
right,
the situation.
Right. Yeah. She's got one. Blind?
Yeah.
Deaf. Blind?
Deaf, because I would kill myself trying to find my way around.
Oh,
and a deaf drummer would be cooler than hell.
Deaf drummer
he is
a deaf drummer with one arm.
Have you seen us play? Come to one of our shows.
All right, and finally, gay or ginger? You had to be one, gay or a ginger.
Ginger, I guess.
Homophobe. Redhead. Redhead.
I've heard
gay or
redheads
ginger.
Smell funny, so I'll take gay.
What's
you fat?
Like
you
heard they smell
what is
funny.
Ginger?
I heard ginger.
Redhead.
Redhead.
Right, no, no offense to redheads, but I'd probably rather be gay.
Yay! Faggot.
they smell
I'm saying
funny.
Red.
So
mean.
Going,
red?
Going red. Okay, another homophobe. And Clark.
You know, he's already gay.
The
so.
There is no, there is no right answer to this question. Just deal with it.
Yeah, they're both fucked up.
Kind of is.
Ginger.
Well, what if you're, what if you're a gay
or whatever?
Hey, you know the gay person is always the first. I'm not gay. I ain't no queer.
This is the first step on a long road of acceptance.
What do you call it? What's the word you used earlier? The V word.
Vestibule.
Vestibule.
You have entered the vestibule.
The vestibule. Here we go.
Warm, brown.
Who's got a hamster?
All right. Let's see. One, two.
I can't believe you're actually adding up the points.
Yeah, yeah, right. I just randomly write them down, and then yeah. I actually add them all up.
And then you
up.
Add
yeah.
them up.
Do-do-do-do-do. Playing the quiz is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, that's
Oh, I have
wow.
one. For funsies,
okay,
Scorsese for funsies. Or Tarantino?
Tarantino.
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 Nice.
Okay. All right. Rounding out the...
Kathleen should have gotten the lowest score.
In
because
fourth place, we have Scott won with 95 points.
No way! Kathleen beat him?
In fourth place of five people, Scott won had 95 points.
Oh,
Scott
I got two
won.
Fourth.
Who's
yeah.
Scott won?
That'd be you, sir.
Oh,
that'd be
I
you.
See.
In third place, we have your fearless leader-ish, Mr. Clark. In second place, Scott, too, with 140 points. So who will it be, Ryan or Kathleen?
I'm going to guess Ryan.
I better not get last place.
I'm going to guess Ryan.
I get I'm last place going in the last. Band all the time. I'm last place in the band, so mine will be last place.
I'm sorry, but you only got 79 points. Our big winner with 152 is Ryan.
Yeah.
With his
fucking beat that guy.
That's 79 still better.
I'm good at everything.
It's because he's younger and prettier
Does
than all of us.
So black and white.
Yes.
See.
I have no middle ground. I am a fascist
at
the deep heart of my soul.
I love it all.
Let's do another song here. Thank you all for playing the quiz.
Let's do it. Hey, we enjoyed it. Enjoyed it, even though Scott's a faggot. Kathleen doesn't.
At least I'm not
any.
Ginger.
And they're homophobes.
With cancer. With cancer.
Yeah.
And blind or deaf, as the case may be.
Let's do Lonely Suicide.
All right.
Perfect.
Sure.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Moon is shining down tonight. Shine so brightly in your eyes. I see a beauty that is so true. I wonder if you feel the way I do. I wish that I could just take you home, but I go back to my place alone. Sit by myself and watch my TV. This is not where I wanna be. I see you walking around a lot. I smell your perfume, it's apricot. But you won't even look my way. My broken heart, what a price I pay. Yeah. Sunlight glistens in your eyes, but you don't even know that I'm alive. Kill the pain that is in my heart. Couple pills and a bottle, well that's a start. Still you won't even look my way. My broken heart, what a price I pay. I sit at home and I drink a lot to kill the pain in my broken heart. I see your beauty that is so true, but I know you'll never feel the way I do. Yeah. But when I look at you, you turn away. There's no cure for my broken heart. No cure for my broken heart. And now the ambulance is on its way. Another lonely suicide today. The only cure is my death. But I'll say your name with my last breath. Still you won't even lose my weight. My broken heart, what a price I pay. I sit at home and I drink a lot. I smell your perfume, it's apricot. I see your beauty that is so true. But I know you'll never feel the way I do. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. That was nice.
Man, you guys, great song.
Are you influenced by X at all? I mean, it's kind of a dumb question, but
yes, love it. We're very influenced by X. We're very influenced by X, the Ramones, the Clash, Sex Pistols. Definitely.
Whoa! You named the Clash before the Sex Pistols, but you said Sex Pistols before the
5 point.
Damn.
Yeah. You just lost 5 points.
Redo that score, man.
Yeah. Well, he didn't win anyway, so it doesn't matter.
X is definitely
that
a
just puts him tied with you.
Influence.
Really with the. The guy girl singing thing, you can hear that.
That's nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why we like it. We've been listening to those guys since like 79, so.
Sure.
And I wasn't even alive then.
Are you guys like family?
Yeah. Kathleen is my sister.
Never seen these people before in my life.
Scott actually never saw me until he was 30. Scott's my son, and it's just an accident that we started playing together.
Are you saying I was an accident?
No, she wouldn't say yes to the abortion, that's all.
Where's the rim shot? Where's the
and welcome to
No, but we are family, yes.
Except for me, they found me on 4th Street prostituting.
Yeah. He's popping one day. Yeah. And
nice vestibule.
Scott and I have been playing music together since 99, so, right? 99? Yes, yeah. Was it 99 or 2001?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Huh?
It's a long time.
Yeah, that's a number of years there.
Yeah.
You could tell by listening to it.
So, about website, where can people find you on the interwebs besides Facebook?
That's it.
Facebook?
Oh, no. We got our Reverb Nation at. Yeah. Nobody knows a password, too. We've been on like once. It's got one shitty recording.
No way.
We're like ranked 150 or something.
Bands
25 bands.
There are a lot of Sparks bands, huh?
Facebook is the only thing you can find us on.
Really. Unless you still go on MySpace.
But
so
I don't even know if
still...
MySpace is still there.
Yeah, it's there.
It is there.
It'll never go away. Yeah. I haven't logged into MySpace for like, 4 or 5 years, and it's still there.
It's like herpes, man.
I was curious the other day.
It's always there.
Every day.
You just don't see
it. Well, there's some
there.
Pretty crappy videos on YouTube.
From
like 4 years ago.
It's like that near the sits in the corner of the cafeteria.
So if you would like something else.
You know
else,
it's there, but.
So if you want to listen to something else that also sounds nothing like what they sound like live, go find those YouTube videos.
Well, the best video is probably the Undergrounds video.
Yeah.
With
Chop
Top.
The streaming video.
Yeah.
That's a good band. That you hosted that, right?
I think so,
Yeah, that was the pinup
show. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Great show.
That was
a good one, yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, Remy
a lot of fun.
The videos of those shows. Good videos. Yeah.
We're having the winner, Elsie, in on the show here in a couple weeks. So, she's been doing a lot of stuff around town, both sides of the camera, taking photos and being in photos after that. So, we'll be seeing Elsie in a couple weeks.
Awesome.
But
sexually.
Where is
sexually.
I was going somewhere with that. I really was. Oh, website. And I want to plug your shows one more time. The 27th.
The 27th at the studio on 4th.
With Los Pistoleros and another cool band. And I can't remember the name. They're not a local band.
But they are a cool band.
They're so cool.
The Melodramatics?
No. Devil's Rain or
Devil,
something?
Devil, no, not Devil's
some...
Rain. That's that Gay Misfits album.
Oh,
just
Devil's Train.
Maybe,
something
that
like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's similar to that. But...
Yeah. But it's at the studio on 4th on the 27th. And then
Rock and roll time, 8
Then
9
the 28th at Davidson's with the Flesh Hammers and Los Pistoleros.
Ah, nice. Cool. That'll be a great show.
Yeah, like I said, we do shows with Los Pistoleros all the time. We love those guys.
But you got to do it right, though. It's the Flesh Hammers.
Flesh Hammers.
Yeah, the oversized fucking flyer.
Los Pistoleros.
Assholes.
Virgin Rockets.
No, got a lot of love for Flesh Hammers. They're good people.
Yeah, for sure. For
Blackie.
Sure.
I don't care. I still don't like them.
we're sitting with an ex-Flesh Hammer right here.
Yeah.
Ah.
Top it off, it was twice as good when we were in it.
Was true.
But you're not bitter.
No, not at all.
One half the royalties, damn it.
Former Flesh Hammerer.
Yeah.
Flesh
busting my meat whistle out. Yeah.
You got anything coming up this week, Nick?
We're recording with Rick on the weekend. We're going to start Candy
Shop.
Oh, yeah,
the Candy Shop recordings. Yeah. Oh, cool.
So,
very exciting.
And we're going to do a show at Candy Shop here in June, right?
Yeah, we're going to try to hook that up. Yeah,
so cool. So stay tuned for those details. We will pimp that out.
Yeah.
Chewy?
A badass show on Saturday night at Jub Jobs. There's, I think, 7 bands, 4 great
local
bands.
Oh, the Day of Loud.
Day of Loud.
The Day of Loud show.
Day of the Loud.
There's a band from L.A., Doomsday a band from production. San Francisco, a band from Nebraska.
Wow.
And then, of course, Merkin, Hearts and the Hunt,
cool.
Cranium.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. Great local Reno metal bands is a good
and
metal
and
show.
Good talented $5 for 7 Reno metal bands, not just
straight
your average
metal bands.
Not your average screamo.
And it's not like Merkin is really a metal band.
No, Merkin rocks. That's the only band out there that I've seen. But they're
Cranium.
You should check out Cranium jazz metal. Yeah. It's like it's just some of the most awesome
is
stuff
it
you'll ever
see.
So
technical.
No, hardly any lyrics.
There's no lyrics.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Cranium, yeah. It's Cranium's really musical, piece. Really dynamic metal
that's
by
a,
like jazz kids from UNR. Kind
jazz
of. I mean,
metal.
Yeah. They're all grown up. Yeah.
What were these
guys
called?
Like John Zorn or Mr. Bungle kind of stuff.
Ooh, nice.
But no lyrics.
These guys are
going to
be at Jub Jubs.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Saturday, April 21st. $5. 7 bands. 7 good bands. I mean,
yeah.
This isn't like your death metal fucking bark at you kind of bands. These bands are all really good.
Harvest
real
and the Hunt,
metal
that's Mark.
Mark Ernest and Tony Ashworth and yeah, some other
is
people.
Is Eric in that? No.
No.
No, Eric's doing something else with, never mind.
No, yeah. but trusted names in metal locally.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good show. Good times.
Yeah,
to
they're
check
leading the whole metal. Like old,
Doomsday
older guy metal
right.
shows.
Yeah. They're doing a good job of bringing good bands to town too. So
totally. Cool.
Yeah.
Mark's been on the ball with that. So hey, thank you, Mark Ernest.
Yes.
Yes, friend of the show.
You're the coolest. I got nothing. I'm gonna go out and get fucked up this weekend though.
Yep.
That's the plan.
You got something.
Not sure where I'm gonna be at Jub Jub's on Saturday.
Look for Rory in the Wells Avenue area.
Yep. Stumbling around somewhere.
And,
not driving my Saturn that's now working.
Bar.
Rick? You're silent.
It's already been said.
It's Candy Shop.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm trapped here with Candy Shop.
Lucky.
It's going to smell better than last weekend. But it won't be. It's so rad to go from Slut Fungus to Candy Shop.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we smell nice.
We smell nice.
The girls
neck showers.
We got two girls in the band.
The girls, you know, they don't stink
three
up
girls.
The joint.
Three girls in the band, yeah.
I'm the stinkiest one in the band, for sure.
You're in a different room, so.
You're the stinkiest one in several bands.
Man,
not,
I would be mad at you if it wasn't true.
Not liver scars, though.
Oh, yeah, maybe not.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I could get out stunk in that band.
Yeah.
So do you guys want to do one more song here?
Let's do it.
Oh,
then
sweet.
I got to cut out.
Yeah. Cool. Perfect, then. Perfect.
What do I do?
This is a nice, tight little show. Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening again, and I hope you enjoyed the best.
Okay, let's do Pills.
Good job, Roy.
Oh, hey, thank you, Nick. I appreciate that.
Pills. All right.
We're going to do an old...
It's old Bo Diddley song.
Bo Diddley, that's because I was trying to think about
that. Oh, great song.
New York Dolls, Pills.
Yeah, I heard this one on the radio just
the New York Dolls.
You don't know Diddley.
Okay.
Put on.
Shut the fuck up, Clark.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
As I was lying in a hospital bed, a rock and roll nurse went into my head. She said, hold out your arm, stick out your tongue. I got some pills, gonna give you some. She went into my head, went into my head. A rock and roll nurse went into my head, to my head, to my head. As I was lying in a hospital bed, I got some pills for my legs, but that didn't take. I got some pills for my heart, but a little too late. Got some pills for my love, keep me at ease. When a rock and roll nurse put me on my knees, she went into my head, she went into my head. A rock and roll nurse went into my head, into my head, into my head. As I was lying in a hospital bed, let's go.
nothing else to do to me. She give me the shot, then she give me the pills. Got me taking this junk against my will. Stuck it to my head, stuck it to my head. A rock and roll nurse went into my head. Into my head, into my head. As I was lying in the hospital bed, she went into my head, stuck it to my head. A rock and roll nurse went into my head. Into my head, into my head. As I was lying in the hospital bed.
Yeah, all right.
Hear that, hear that rattlesnake in the background? Look out.
It was the hardest gig I've played in a long time. Over here trying not to fuck it up. Like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
I just kept imagining a campfire in the middle of the thing.
Well, you guys would be sweet to camp out with.
Yeah,
just don't fall asleep. Be the last one to fall asleep.
Or your, what is the word again?
Your vestibule.
Your vestibule will be entered.
You better guard your vestibule.
People will enter your vestibule.
Well, I got to take off, you guys. I'd like to thank you all for
coming. Hey, thanks for being in. Yeah,
It was a good time. Unfortunately, I got to go pick up my kid.
Cool. Yeah, no, we're wrapping it up here anyway. So,
I hope your kids hear that, and they can know that it was unfortunate that you had to go get me.
It's all your fault.
Daddy.
Stupid kids.
It's unfortunate that I have to live with you.
But thank you guys. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Scott. Cool. And Scott won, and Kathleen, and Ryan, and Clark, thank you guys for coming
in. Thank you guys, man. We really had a good time doing this. This was fun.
Awesome. Good to know. Good to know. And everybody, please tune in next week to find out all about all the music goodness in Reno. I forget who's on, but it's going to be an awesome show.
Probably somebody rad.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And go to open mic nights. Go to shows. Support your local rock scene and music venues. And tip your bartenders. And so for Dogwater Dick, for Nick Ramirez and Chewy, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies.
See you in Toledo.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Disturbed people often become easier to manage.
Dogwater Studios.
Blows and pain-causing holds could make him go wild.